Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host today, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests are here to talk about Juno Community Band, specifically Taku Winds. Welcome, Sarah McNair-Grove and Todd Hunt.
Hi.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Shelley.
Oh, it's great to have you guys back. I love it when you stop by. But please, remind our listeners who or what is Juno Community Bands.
Okay, Juno Community Bands is an organization that tries to provide opportunities for adult wind and percussion players to make music together. So that includes things like flutes, clarinets, oboes, saxophones, trumpets, tubas, trombones, and percussion.
And you've got a few bands within this group, the Volunteer Marching Band?
Yeah, we have a couple of different groups. The Juno Volunteer Marching Band is one of ours, so we'll be seeing them here in another, month and a half in the parade.
Oh, my gosh. So
I know
soon.
It's coming up.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we have Taku Winds, which is our wind ensemble, which is a more, I'll call it sort of advanced for people that have played in college or in good high school bands and want to keep on playing after they're out of school.
And don't forget the reindeer band.
Oh, and reindeer band, you're right. You know more about this than we do.
I have notes.
Yeah, reindeer band. We do that about Christmas time, and we have played for First Friday and at the Pioneers Home and Wildflower Court and places like that.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I love all of those bands. I'm so glad you guys are around. And today you're here to talk about the Taku Winds upcoming concert on May the 4th. This sounds like a fun one. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So it came about because last year we did a Cinco de Mayo concert, and it was a blast and so much fun. And it was like, oh, okay, because the 5th of May happened to fall on a Saturday. I was like, well, that's perfect. Let's do a Cinco de Mayo. And after it was so good, I looked at the calendar and said, ooh, I wonder, you know, what's, you know, what cool dates are going to fall on Saturdays next year. And I'm like, oh, May the 4th. So I guess we have to do a Star Wars concert.
Such a good idea.
Yeah. It seemed like, it seemed like a bit of a no-brainer. But I have discovered along the way that some people don't get it.
Oh, get May the 4th,
yeah.
Star Wars
so, right,
Day?
Yeah, so right, exactly. So I've had to do a little bit of explaining about that. And it's, I think just about everybody who has any touch with any sort of popular culture at all knows May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Right. And so since May the 4th kind of sounds like May the Force, it became adopted as the Star Wars Day. And so that is the illustrious history behind this holiday.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
So that's the Taku Winds upcoming concerts, May the 4th at 7:30 p.m. at TMHS. Question for both of you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a sci-fi or Star Wars fan would you say you are?
I'd have to say I'm probably an 8. Yeah, I spread myself thinner than just Star Wars. My wife is a super Star Wars fan and Star Trek and everything, so she pulls me along a little bit farther than I might naturally go.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it is fun, and I love the sort of imagination of what could be in the future. Yeah.
How about you, Sarah?
And I'll have to admit, I'm not really a Star Wars fan. I've seen a couple movies and have enjoyed them. But, you know, this music is great, regardless of whether or not you know the movies or enjoy that kind of movie. The music is just really great, stands on its own.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited about the Star Wars music, so I created a very short quiz for you two,
great.
If you are brave enough to to take it. It's only three questions. Here's the first. Are you guys in?
We're ready.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, name the title of the newest Star Wars film coming out this Christmas, Episode 9.
Oh.
I have no idea.
You have no idea. And I've... Is it The Last Jedi?
Nope.
You'll have
good
to
guess.
Tell us.
The answer is The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, hey, that's a good title.
Yeah. It is a good title. The teaser trailer just came out last week, I think.
Okay, I saw the trailer. I was too busy going, whoa, look at all this stuff that's going to happen to even like notice the title of the movie.
Yeah, and some people don't like the title. There's a big debate. You know how it is. The fandom.
Yeah.
You know, can't please everybody. Okay, question number two. Who is the voice of Darth Vader in the 2016 standalone prequel film, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story?
Oh, good heavens. And it's not.
Is that too hard?
James Earl Jones?
Correct.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
okay.
It is James Earl Jones.
Yes. He was, all right.
One
he
point.
Was, he was the original voice of Darth
right.
Vader
yes.
in the first in episodes 1 through 3.
Okay.
So.
But he,
and
right.
he also voiced. I've,
okay. Yeah. I thought it might be somebody different.
No.
The way that was worded.
Still,
okay.
still James Shoot. Earl Jones.
All right.
Yeah. Good job. Good job. Right. 1 for 2. Number 3, scenes from Endor, the forested moon, home of the Ewoks, mm-hmm. Featured in Return of the Jedi. This is true. This is a true or false question. These scenes were filmed in the Tongass National Forest.
It looked like it could have been, but I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say false.
Correct. That is correct. False. The answer is false. They were filmed in the Redwood National and State Parks in California.
Oh. You know, we said that on the way home after we watched the movie the other night. Those look like the Redwoods.
Yep. Yep. You're absolutely right. Okay. Good
okay.
job, you guys. Good job.
Right.
2 out of 3.
Pulled it out.
Yeah.
Very
okay.
Good.
Thanks for doing Thanks for
yeah.
indulging
no,
me.
No,
I
sure. really
had fun making up that quiz.
Yeah. We've never had a quiz on this show before. Maybe it should be a regular thing. But you should let us know the answers first.
Can't do that. I'm sorry. Interviewer's rules.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, I don't, and speaking of giving too much away, I don't really want you to give too much away, but could you give us a little teaser of what's on the program
oh,
for
yeah,
Saturday's
sure, totally.
Concert?
It's not all Star Wars, because there are other sci-fi things out there that people are into. Star Trek, of course, is another big one, and we do have some token Star Trek things to play for folks, as well as a little bit indulgent for me. I grew up, when I was a kid, I loved Battlestar Galactica.
Mm.
And it had, the old version, not the new one, had fantastic music. And I, even though I really, really like the new Battlestar Galactica a lot more, the old music is way better. So we're going to play a little bit of Battlestar Galactica, as well as some music from E.T., which is truly, truly wonderful,
yeah, that's
wonderful
a good,
music.
That's a really
I mean,
good
you
score.
Think of it as just kind of a sort of sappy thing. I mean, it came out when I was in middle school or whatever, so I... It sort
it's
of
nostalgia.
Wasn't my bag. You're right, yeah. But looking back, it's like, wow, that is really wonderful stuff. And it's by John Williams mm-hmm. as well, who wrote all of not all of the Star Wars movies, I guess, at this point. But he was the originator of that Star Wars sound.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's very different music, it's equally wonderful. And I've through this concert, I have really come to admire his music even more. Because it is so, I mean, movie music can be dull and uninteresting, but he really finds ways of bringing out interesting colors and dramatic flow of the music while supporting what you see on the screen. So let's see what else. We have music from the original trilogy of Star Wars. We're doing some Rogue One. We do have some music from Episode 7 as well. Am I forgetting anything? Oh,
Mars.
Mars, right. Yeah, so
yes,
we're doing from the planets. Mars, one of the reasons, I mean, it's sort of sci-fi, but not really. But one of the reasons I wanted to do it was to demonstrate where John Williams got some of his sound. And we don't have the scope of the program isn't big enough to play more than one movement of it. But I think playing Mars from the planets will help people sort of connect, especially like the Imperial March and that
mm-hmm.
kind of sound of where he got a lot of his inspiration.
The Imperial March is so iconic.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
oh, yeah.
imagine the movies without it now.
Right. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
John Williams was clearly a big, like, kind of visionary in
mm-hmm.
that sense.
Yes.
Who is the composer of The Planets?
That's Gustav Holst.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And anybody who doesn't know The Planets but does love, like, John Williams music, you should go check out The Planets because it's really wonderful. It's a suite of orchestral pieces written one movement for every planet that we knew about at the time, except for Earth. So there's no Earth.
Wow. I wonder why you didn't compose anything for
yeah,
Earth.
Yeah, I figure we knew all about that.
The sound of Earth.
Right.
Sarah, you're playing in the concert. You're playing the clarinet,
right.
and mm-hmm. Todd's the conductor. So what piece are you most looking forward to playing?
Oh, they're all fun. Playing. I think maybe we were talking earlier. I think the Scherzo for X-Wings, it's probably.
But you said that's the most challenging piece.
Yeah, it is the most challenging piece, but it's also a lot of fun to play. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so when you're practicing, you're saying, oh, I can't get those three measures. You just have to think how fun the whole piece is. And once I get those three measures, it's going to sound really good.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, terrific. And I hear that costumes are encouraged for attendees.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So we are encouraging costumes, and children 12 and under in costume get admitted free. We want to have as much great energy there as we can. So
under 12, come in costume, get in free.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there will also be a silent auction. Mm-hmm.
That's right. We're essentially a volunteer group, but we do have some expenses, and our biggest expenses are buying music, all this wonderful music you can hear on this concert, as well as renting the halls for our concert space. So we are going to have a silent auction with a few things to help us cover some of our costs. We have some restaurant gift certificates, some oil change, a home inspection. We got a master gardener consultation. So we've got some really fun things. Oh, and I also want to mention we have some music lessons from some of our players.
Really?
So if you haven't picked up your horn in a while or just want someone to help you for, you know, half an hour or an hour for something that you're working on, we've got some of those too.
Oh, excellent. And I also see Star Wars books will be on the silent auction, too.
Yes, a couple Star Wars books. Yeah.
That's great. You guys are just all in on this one.
It's been a lot of fun.
I think it sounds like a lot of fun.
It just kind of grows, you know. You come up with an idea, and then things bloom from there.
Well, again, it's 7:30 p.m. at Thunder Mountain High School, Saturday, May the 4th. And tickets are available in Vendini, I saw, probably other places as well.
The Jack and Hearthside Books as well.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
at the door, are they available at the door?
At the door. Mm-hmm.
Terrific. Anything else you guys want to mention about the concert while you're here or about the community bands?
Yeah.
Not particularly. Yeah. We just hope you'll come and have a really fun evening with us. Some good music. If you like dressing up, it's a great chance to put on your costume and come out.
Yeah, right. Halloween
even
and
if
spring.
It's sunny, come.
That sounds good. Thanks so much for being here. And we're going to go out on Scherzo for X-Wings.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, you too.
Thanks.